This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If someone forces you to name the biggest economic and social transformation of the last 35 years, what do you say? All right, the internet. But what about China, where more than 500 million people have moved up from poverty? Like so much good writing about vast topics, New Yorker writer Evan Osnos tells the story from the grassroots. His new book, Age of Ambition, Chasing Fortune, Truth, and Faith in the New China, is out today. Mr. Osnos, good morning.
Good morning.
So, biggest story in 25 years on this planet, and you were there for it. China decides it's okay for some people to get rich and the world changes. Tell me about your approach. It's really to look at this big story from the grassroots.
Yeah, I found that when I got to China in 2005, I think like a lot of people, I had learned about it mostly through these vast sweeping statements, but I didn't really have a feel for what it felt like to be on the ground. And so what I found was that people were living extraordinary lives swept up in really unbelievable changes.
Now, it's tough for me to pick just one out of the book, but time is of the essence. So who will ever forget the man who we now know as Justin Yifu Lin, the Chinese economist, and he's the former chief economist of the World Bank. But Evan, he started out where exactly?
He has an extraordinary story. I met Justin Yifu Lin when he was exactly that. He was a famous economist, and he began his life as a young lieutenant in Taiwan. And he decided in 1979 that this country was going to transform and that he was going to be there for it. And he defected from the army of Taiwan, and he swam to mainland China, and he ended up going to the United States to get a PhD and coming back and becoming, in many ways, the most visible spokesman for the economic argument that China is making to the rest of the world.
Now, how often, Evan, do you lie awake at night, just like I assume Premier Li Keqiang lies awake at night, worried about what will happen if China doesn't grow fast enough to absorb all those people who want to join the big party going on in the cities who come in from the hinterlands? It needs to keep growing or there are going to be more tensions.
The Communist Party in many ways unleashed the single greatest surge of human capacity in history. But in doing so, it also created an enormous threat to itself because it created a population that has come to expect that year on year their lives will continue to get better. You know, 25 years ago, there was the demonstrations at Tiananmen Square. There was a young person who once said to a reporter in the middle of those protests, he said, you know, I don't know exactly what we want, but we want more of it. It's this constant ravenous appetite for something bigger and better. And that puts a huge amount of pressure on the party to be able to deliver.
New Yorker writer Evan Osnos is author of the new book, Age of Ambition, Chasing Fortune, Truth, and Faith in the New China. Evan, thank you.
Thanks very much for having me.